Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before you know it, and Jen Horn, our favorite human being ever, will be on the way as well. As with any conversation we like to have on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program, we want you to be a part of it. Don't forget, you can give us a call at 855-999-DOUG. That's the Doug line. It's 855-999-3684. Or you can chime in on social media, Facebook, Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, at Good Day On Air. Starting off with a little bit of the tough news, there was a pickup truck driver who is facing manslaughter and aggravated assault charges after he crashed into a large group of cyclists. This happened over the weekend in Arizona, killing two and injuring 11 others. This happened in the area of Goodyear, Arizona. The police have said that officers were called to the scene of a very serious crash shortly before 8 a.m. local time. A woman died at the scene and a man died at a local hospital following the crash. 11 other cyclists were transported to three different area hospitals with various injuries. That's what police have said. Now, the pickup driver, identified as 26-year-old Pedro Quintana Lujan, remained at the scene following the crash. Now, after being questioned, he was arrested on multiple charges and booked at a county jail where he's being held on a quarter of a million dollar bond, pending a court hearing that is going to be coming up later in the week. Quintana Lujan was arrested on 2 counts of manslaughter, 3 counts of aggravated assault, 18 counts of endangerment, and 2 counts of causing serious injury or death during a moving violation. Police did not disclose what the moving violation actually was. Now, one of the injured cyclists do remain in life-threatening condition. In other news, American Girl releases their first ever twin dolls, and they are totally rocking the 90s look. If you are not familiar, because maybe you were living under a rock, the famous doll brand has revealed the newest characters. They are named Isabel and Nikki Hoffman. And there are some pretty stylish twins in these 1990s look. They are the latest addition for the brand's line of, historical characters. Are we really calling the 1990s historical at this point? Then again, chances are, if you have a family member in your life who was born after the year 2000, they probably continuously remind you that you were born in the 1900s. Oof, why does that sound of that hurt, even though it's factual information? And are you ready for more? These dolls are, quote-unquote, extremely authentic with a Pizza Hut setup, complete prop, with the red, that red cloudy plastic cup thingy, and the Book It pin. Do you guys remember Book It? Oh, good grief. The flaky red pepper shaker and the Parmesan. And the only thing that is missing, to be honest, is a Blockbuster membership card. Going to take a quick break, and Jen Horn will be with us in a moment.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so we've been hearing about libraries having to close due to meth contamination. Have you been seeing all of these?
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is what the libraries are being used for, though. My local show that I do in Los Angeles, we had a big, long conversation about libraries and how I used to love, like, when my books were such a huge part of my childhood, my mom would take me to the library every 2 weeks. I'd pick out the books I wanted. It was a great experience. But now I think these libraries have been co-opted by homeless people, by people who want to buy, use, and sell drugs in those facilities. And it really takes away, it's taking away from the community's ability to be able to use them, just like everything else. It's getting co-opted by the bad guys. And what are we going to do? How are we going to fix it? If we're not serious about really cracking down on crime, and if we're not really serious about cracking down on drug use, this kind of stuff is going to just continue to grow. It's going to happen. This isn't going to be the one-off. It's just going to be the everyday.
Exactly. And not all of these places have the funds to have additional security on, and a lot of these are happening. They're still in libraries today. If you go, they don't need the entire space. They don't need the entire building anymore. So there's so many unused spaces that are closed off by what, a cone?
Yeah.
Or like a little sign that says off limits or something of that sort. It's not really keeping anybody out. And so it's the bathrooms on the main levels, the lower levels, the parts of the building that not a lot of people are going to. And it's also illegal to have security cameras inside bathrooms. You can't have any cameras inside bathrooms. So it's kind of a good place for where people want to hide and do some of this dubious behavior. And it is also important to mention that we acknowledge substance abuse is an illness. And if you are struggling, you can call the helpline 1-800-662-HELP. But it is one of those things where with meth, people are not just harming themselves. They are harming other people. These libraries have to be closed because of the meth contamination. The residue that is being found in multiple bathrooms that gets into the vents, it gets through the rest of the library. And not only the people who visit and come in, people with their kids, but the people who are working there, who are breathing in this air day in and day out, I wonder if there are any stories or if there will be any stories of anybody getting addicted by secondhand meth. Is that a possibility?
I don't know. The contamination, I know, is real and it can be harmful. I don't know if it's the same effect you're hearing a lot of about fentanyl, which if you just look at it, if you're in the same space, it can cause a big problem. So I don't know, but I do think that the presence of that, even having residual stuff left over, a kid gets a hold of it. I mean, my goodness, think about what can happen just in your own home with a child on the loose. Then imagine in an area where there are substances that shouldn't be, and you're creating such a huge recipe for disaster. And I think about the librarians of my day, and I'm sure that they're probably the same today. The librarians that we know are not there to be security monitors. You know, it's not fair to ask them that question. And as you mentioned, not a lot of libraries have the security. So like what this has become the spot where people are taking advantage of the situation, the shelter, probably a little escape from the elements. And it's a bad scene.
It really is. Oh, but the library is still so much fun to go to.
Well, I've heard, because I haven't been to a library in a while, and some of my callers were saying, like, they have 3D printers now. They have all kinds of stuff that, you know, just in addition to being able to take out books. But, you know, my mom uses our library all the time. She gets online books. So she'll get books to download, which the library offers. You can get them on your Kindle or your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a free service. And how cool is that? That's awesome to take advantage of
and
that.
Even if you just need a quiet place to go and think or read, and we take Mac, they have this discovery zone. Mm-hmm. And we'll take him a bunch of times, and then they have this little, not like an aquarium, but like a fish tank in the children's section. And they every month they have some theme, and the entrance to the children's section is all done up, and it really is. It is a lot of fun to take them to, and it's really cool. But also, if you live in one of these areas where you just keep having these issues, it's like, why would anybody want to take their families? Why would anybody want to take their children? Well, a little bit of good news. Did you see this about the woman? We in society have so many aches and pains, and it's not just aging. It just seems like, I don't know if it's part of our diet, part of our
inflammation,
lifestyle.
Stress.
Oh, my goodness. So much inflammation. And it's one of those things, like for me with fibromyalgia, it's this fine line where I have to move enough and I have to eat certain things to reduce inflammation and be okay. But if I do too much, if I move too much, I exercise too much, then that sends into a fibro flare. So it's like, if I don't do enough, fibro flare. If I do too much, fibro flare. And there is this woman who, she hated working out, like a lot of us do. And she took up powerlifting to combat arthritis, totally slaying Commonwealth Games, gold medalist. She was just trying to take better care of herself. And all of a sudden, she's this medal-winning world powerlifting champion.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Now, does it hurt her or has it helped? I mean, is she okay? I know she's a champion.
Yes,
yeah,
it's actually been helping her. She says she's 58 years old. Her name's Kelly Clark. She says she feels like she's more fit than she was in her 20s. She has osteoarthritis. She had obesity, which worsened her condition. She had severe joint inflammation. Her doctors prescribed her on this cocktail of drugs. And she first started visiting doctors when the pain was just so severe that she couldn't even shut the trunk of her car at 49.
Wow.
And then a few years later, she has lost a third of her body weight. She has been able to get off all of her medications. She said that in 2017, she started volunteering as a referee at a Special Olympics event. That's when she decided, like, hey, I kind of want to try this out. And then by 2019, she qualified to compete in the World Powerlifting Champions. And this was 14, Great Britain. And then she went on to the World Bench Press Championships in 2021. And she said she's been hooked. And she has physically never felt better.
Wow. That's good for her. That's amazing. And you know what I think a lot of women shy away from weightlifting. They shy away from doing powerlifting and such because they think it's going to bulk them up, or we're afraid to be bigger rather than smaller. But gosh, when you do that, it's incredibly powerful. And mm-hmm. I mean, I don't say like go out there and, you know, become the next roid raging like Hulkamaniac or something, but God, it's good for you. So good for her.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that there's less of a stigma around actual size of people and more about how healthy you are.
Yeah.
Because when we look at the number on the scale, we all know by now, I feel like, muscle weighs more than fat. And a lot of times people think, well, I weigh this much, but what if that's solid muscle? And
right.
it's one of those things. Like, how healthy are you? Between the patient and the doctor.
There you go. And obviously she's doing it and she feels better. Good for her.
Absolutely. Don't forget, you can join the conversation. Hit us up on Facebook and Instagram. The handle is @GoodDayRadioShow. There's Twitter @GoodDayOnAir. And of course, we would love to hear your words in your voice. Give us a call. The number is 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means, wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait!
unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Often we hear the term American icon, and I think that that applies 110% to Harry Belafonte, who passed away yesterday at the age of 96. There are a lot of people who didn't like his politics. You know what? Can't you see beyond somebody's politics? Can't you see to his acting? To his activity in the civil rights arena, that sort of thing. I think you need to see beyond a person's politics. But some people can't, and that's the way it is. So let's dig into the life and times of Harry Belafonte right after this.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The legendary entertainer and civil rights activist Harry Belafonte has died. Born in 1927, Harlem, New York, Belafonte was the son of Jamaican-born parents who greatly influenced his lifelong activism and fight against injustices. His breakthrough record in 1956, Calypso, became the first LP in the world to sell over 1 million copies within a year and came with the global smash hit Deo, Banana Boat. Alongside his flourishing film career, Belafonte's rich voice brought us other timeless hits like Jump in the Line, Island in the Sun, and Jamaica Farewell. In the 60s, Belafonte was on the front lines of civil rights marches as an early ally of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
We still have wars, we still have poverty. There's always going to be something to do.
Highly awarded throughout his legendary career with 3 Grammys, an Emmy, a Tony, the National Medal of Arts, and more. We remember musician, actor, civil rights icon, Harry Belafonte.
It was I think it was in the 50s. When I was a kid growing up, I knew the Banana Boat song. Day, right? Day, oh, yeah. They come and me want to go home. He did all kinds of stuff, whether it was in the art world, whether it was in the civil rights movement. Was he, in terms of politics, my ideal? No. But that, again, back to those of you who would say, he was too liberal. Come on. Look at what the guy accomplished. What? Can you push that out of your mind and understand what the guy brought? His daughter, Sherry Belafonte, has been very active. He had a lot of children, matter of fact. How many do you have? Like 6 or 7?
Four biological, and there were 2 stepchildren.
Right, yeah. Anyway, he had the fact that he lived to be 96, pretty interesting. He had congestive heart failure, but he'd been fighting prostate cancer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a spokesperson for that problem, for that disease. Lived in Los Angeles for most of his life and has a certain a legacy, a tone, if you will. He and Sidney Poitier, who I think died last year, right?
Didn't Sidney Poitier die
last year, about the same age. They were co-conspirators, if you were, in lots of different activities, whether it be acting, whether it be the civil rights movement. And so, yeah, the guy contributed a lot to culture, to America, and so he ought to be acknowledged for
a real icon.
Accomplishments and an icon. Yep, an American icon. Harry Belafonte, we recognize here at 28 After on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I'll recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled and he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner.
Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A new poll released today shows a majority of Americans don't want either President Biden or former President Trump to run in 2024. The Reuters Ipsos poll found that 45% of Democrats don't want Biden to run again, compared to 34% of Republicans who say the same about Trump. A GOP plan to raise the debt ceiling is continuing to draw fire from the White House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Kevin McCarthy's proposal would destroy the economy.
The speaker's legislation would increase the odds of a recession, cost 780,000 jobs, weaken the economy, and increase the unemployment rate.
Jean-Pierre urged House Republicans to take the threat of default off the table. Harry Belafonte has died at the age of 96. The singer, actor, and civil rights activist, who was called the King of Calypso, was best known for popularizing Caribbean folk songs in the 1950s. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day here.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen, at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. 34 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 855-999-DOUG. Healthy your selfie. To what's happening here, we were talking about Harry Belafonte and his passing. I didn't refer to him, and I don't remember whether the audio that we had, Jay, referred to him as the King of Calypso, one of the many handles that he had, but it certainly, when he got started, that was his early handle, the King of Calypso. All right, here's a story about a young lady who found a 1,000-year-old Viking coin in Denmark with a metal detector. Youngster made this discovery this is something I think most people think that all the old Viking coins have been discovered. But nope, here's one more. 300 pieces of silver were found there. And these are pretty much all whole old coins going back to the year 980, including a mixture of Danish, German, and Arab coins. I've never seen, now that I think about it, an Arab coin. Have you? What's an Arab coin? It's got to be a coin with inscriptions in Arabic, right?
I would think.
Yeah, I mean, German coin. You go to England, you see the pound coin. Anyway, so this young lady unearthed this silver using a metal detector, which is what a lot of people do in the winter. They go around the beach with a metal detector. And so this is, you know, what are they worth? Who knows? They're probably priceless. Right? Some collector would give you almost anything.
Yeah, I would
for.
Think so. Or a museum would want it.
Yeah.
Personal collection. Mm-hmm.
I have I've talked a number of times on the air about this development that I'm involved in on a farm up the street. It's called an agrohood. And so as we go through the old house finding things, the things that were in the house were donated to my farm. To help keep the farm running, and the proceeds, you know, you have somebody come in and appraise this stuff, and they tell you it's worth X, and you know you hope you can get that or close to that. And I haven't really we've gotten something out of it, and it's helpful to the farm, etc. But some of the things we haven't sold because we don't really know how to sell them. And so there's this one piece of tapestry that got into the hands of someone who knows the value of it. You know, that's the other thing. How do you find somebody that knows what these things are valued at? And so it turned out this guy valued it at X, and he had it online, and somebody called up and said, the auction is supposed to be this Friday to sell all this stuff. And he said, can I offer you before the auction a number? And the number exceeded what this guy thought it was worth, so he came back to me, and I said, well, okay, then go back to him with this number. And so the guy, he agreed to my number. And I don't know if I was astounded, but I was surprised.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's good for the farm anyway. This is not good. There is a real problem in Sudan. Most of you, we haven't talked much about this on the air because I tend to stay away from this stuff because there's not really much you can do other than observe. So the capital of the Sudan is a city called Khartoum. And in Khartoum, apparently the Sudanese have a national health laboratory, and you can already go fast forward to what's there. What's there are a whole range of diseases, polio, cholera, that they are quote-unquote studying. So, and it's not, there's a civil war going on, and nobody knows which side got into the lab, but one side got into the lab. So who the heck knows what these people can do having access to things like, imagine releasing the germs that cause cholera out into the general public. There have been...
Not that scary.
Yeah. There have been hundreds of people killed, thousands of people injured in this fighting that started last week. For those of you who don't know where the Sudan is, it's in North Africa, not far from Morocco. And so they've been having trouble there for a number of years, violence. And neighboring nations are trying to get them to stop, and it's not really working. The UN is trying to, you know, do what it does, but it doesn't do anything very well. So all they can do is take... So far, there are 270,000 refugees that have fled. They're going to Chad, or they're going into Morocco, or some other neighbors that they have there. But the United States, the embassy there has been emptied out. A lot of foreign embassies have been emptied out. The United States and Saudi Arabia have brokered a ceasefire, but it's only supposed to last for a couple of days. So then what happens? Why can't we all just get along? Yeah? Right? This guy's ego is bigger than the other guy's ego. And so here we go around and around and around. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Yep. The story of the largest, well, there are about three or four large tobacco companies still in existence. This country has the largest, I think it's R.J. Reynolds. The second largest is the British American Tobacco Company. And so they've agreed to pay, here in America, the single largest sanctions penalty in the history of the Department of Justice. They pled guilty to conspiring to commit bank fraud and violating U.S. sanctions against North Korea by selling tobacco products to the North Koreans, which is a no-no. You can't sell anything to the North Koreans if you're an American company, and this is an American subsidiary of a British company. And I think that was part of their claim. Well, you can't sue us because we're really not an American company. Well, you know what? We can, and we did. And so they've been involved in it because the cigarettes then lead to other things that can be, you know, the sale of them. They use the money to make stuff, weapons of mass destruction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that has always been the worry. And the companies that have involved themselves in this, sneaking around the rules, evading sanctions on North Korea, not just American sanctions, but there are worldwide sanctions against North Korea. So the judge says if you conspire with North Korea, you're helping to grow their illegal weapons of mass destruction, and so we're going to get you. That's basically what the FBI said. So they are going to pay the U.S. government $508 million. Where's that money going to go?
That's what I was about to ask, too. Where's
it going?
The money go whenever somebody has to pay a lucrative amount of money in some kind of lawsuit?
I don't know where the money's going. But anyway, so this brings back around, though, I think, you know, it becomes front of mind, if you will. What's that expression? No, top of mind, thank you. Top of mind when you're thinking about some of the things going on around the rest of, and we're so busy, steeped in Trump versus Biden, that and back and forth with that, we don't know what's going on. Now you can make the argument, well, what good does it do me to know what's going on in Sudan or what's going on in North Korea? Well, the world has become a very small place. And what happens May 56, well, maybe before World War II, when we were, actually, America was an isolationist country before World War I, pretty much nobody wanted to be involved in the war in Europe in the First World War. And the Americans just said, no, it's not our fight, it's not our affair, we don't want to get involved. And then after the war spread and threatened our allies, then we kind of grudgingly got involved. But if we hadn't gotten involved in that war, and also obviously World War II, there were a lot of isolationists in our country before World War II that said, no, don't get involved with the Japanese, don't get involved with the Germans, it's not our fight. Well, if that had been the case, half the country would be speaking Japanese now, the other half German. So probably a good thing that we did get involved. But it brings us back around to, you know, the aggressiveness of this little crapper in North Korea, or whatever the Sudanese think they're going to gain by getting access to the laboratory that has cholera. What are you doing? And where do you think it's going? Are you crazy enough to think through whatever religious values you may have? Certainly North Korea is not about religion, because they don't really have much religion over there. In communist countries, they still frown on religion, although in China they can't get away with keeping people from pursuing their own religious beliefs. But still, in Russia, there's no, you know, they talk about the Russian Orthodox Church, but the Russian Orthodox Church doesn't really exist in Russia. It's you know, the Greek Orthodox and all. That's outside people from Russia who choose to pursue that religion. But in those countries, there's no religion. So anyway, I find all this stuff extraordinarily frustrating. And that's kind of why I don't talk much about it, because I don't know what do you do? You know what I would like to see? Here's going back to politics again, or who's running for president, which is not necessarily a political discussion, but a discussion of reality. I said I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would make a good president, good presidential candidate. Also, there are a lot of people who are trying to get John Stewart to run for president. And this is a serious attempt to get. Now, he's pretty liberal, but he's also very smart, and he's also very recognizable. He's very popular. And from his days on The Daily Show to how his career extended, how he lives his life, he lives his life pretty much the same way I do. Has a farm, saves animals, helps people grow food. He's been very outspoken in the ag circuit, if you will, about problems in American agriculture. And so why wouldn't he make a good presidential candidate?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I could too, frankly. I think it's a, I think it's something to be, to think about. Okay, the 13-year-old Utah boy, this business of the latest on Twitter, you've seen this, the kidnapping of this youngster. This is another, maybe I should put this in the social media department. The boy's father went to check on him one night, found him missing. His window was open. The boy was abducted by a man accused of grooming him by following him on Twitter or connecting with him on Twitter. So this is like a bad TV show. Right? It's like something you might see on Law & Order SVU, right? This kind of stuff.
Like any of them,
Right. So what's where has this gone? Is there have they found this kid yet? I don't know. I saw this and I was going to pursue it, and then I forgot about it. It just came back into my mind right now.
Yeah, no, I think there's an Amber Alert still out for him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he was being groomed strictly in direct messages. This was, they were tweeting each other in the public space, and
Yeah, so there was a connection that was public, but nobody paid much attention to it, right?
Mm-hmm. With all the quote-unquote safety measures that are always in place.
On Twitter, yeah,
how'd this ball get dropped?
Yep. Okay, here's a safety. This is the safety valve for you to feel better. Get your body into shape. Balance 7, please, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. If you have heartburn, you're not sleeping well, you don't feel well, then please take my advice and go to balance7.com and try it out. Or call them, 800-793-9039. Get yourself into a good place with Balance 7.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats. All your furry friends and up to 70% off. Shop at wagthensave.com. That's wagthensave.com. Wagon Save offers fast 2-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at wagonsave.com. That's wagthensave.com.
Hurry and shop the final days of Spring Fest at Lowe's. Ready to get started on your spring planting? Right now, get select Bonnie 19.3-ounce vegetables and herbs, 3 for $12. Save on indoor updates, too, with up to 40% off select bathroom faucets and vanities. Shop Lowe's today, because Lowe's knows spring. Valid for 4/26. Bonnie offer available in-store only. Actual plant size varies. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, 53 past the hour on the Ever 11 Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Food, Farm, and Family Time now. These broadcasts are memorialized at foodfarmandfamily.com, a little blog there, all the info. And this is included today, the alert on undeclared milk in Terry's naturally bioactive vitamin B. What in the world? This is something from Europharma. What is this stuff?
They're vitamins. They're vitamins. They have undeclared milk in them, and they are distributed nationwide.
So like a multivitamin, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, like
I don't know this
Some
brand.
Of them are vitamin Ds. Some of them are B-complex.
Where do you get them? Are they in mostly drugstores all over the place? I don't know this brand, as I said. I've never heard of Europharma before. But good for people who know it to know that all of this stuff, anything that you get from them, it doesn't make a difference what it is, I'd bring it back. No matter what it is.
It's Terry Naturally Bioactive, Euromedica Active, B Complex. You can get them at different health and fitness stores. GNC.
Okay. GNC. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. All right. Bring them back. Here's the announcement of a joint venture made by Ben from Ben and Jerry's. Started a nonprofit, a pot. Nonprofit, and this you would expect is 100% this guy. He has gone from selling ice cream to now selling blunts, the marijuana products that are being sold have a social mission tied to them. This guy's name is Ben Cohen, and he started Ben's Best Blints. Is that how you, I guess it is, Blints? Blins? Nonprofit cannabis line with the mission of helping to right the wrongs of the war on drugs. Company says on its website, 80% of the profits go to the grants that are there for black cannabis entrepreneurs, while the rest will be equally divided between the Vermont Racial Justice Alliance and the National Last Prisoner Project. And this
well,
is
that's
all
great because
about...
That's... Go ahead.
God, well, I was just saying that this Ben has long been associated with the cannabis movement. He's almost like the two guys that were comedians that were
Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong, right? Ben is kind of like Cheech in that respect. So anyway, he's been on this since Richard Nixon was president. Back to the war on drugs. War on drugs, in a sense, became very simplistic. Remember when Mrs. Reagan used to say, just say no?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is probably the right thing to do for most of this stuff. But there are a lot of people who have benefited from using medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And there are others, you know, but some of this stuff, the stuff that Ben's talking about, discriminatory pricing. In other words, black people pay more for this stuff than white people do. And so that's one of the things. He's put together a formula. He's got a trademark on his stuff. So at any rate, he donates the money after his expenses to the cause of keeping people out of jail.
And the people who have been in jail. Yeah.
Right.
Where
and more blacks have been put in jail for smoking pot than whites. But that's, you know, kind of that's the way it's been. So this is an interesting reality, isn't it, huh? It is something that people in Vermont know. We've got a couple of states in Vermont. They know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to him and his activism. He still lives in Vermont and is very connected to all of the so-called social justice stuff there. So Ben and Jerry's nonprofit puffing. There you go. Colorado has become the first state to pass a right to repair bill for farmers. This is certainly important for all of the farmers. This is one of the most disgusting things. I guarantee you that in a year or two, if you have John Deere stock,
mm-hmm.
you think it's a great American company, you better be shorting it. Because farmer after, I was in a place yesterday setting up an auction, and there were a couple of John Deere tractors there, and the farmers were grousing about them. The guy was going to buy a new tractor, and he bought a new Case International Harvester tractor instead of John Deere because of the way they've treated farms and farmers, basically keeping them from being able to fix their machines, selling them products that are defective. They're so high tech that they're not training farmers properly. It's just a can of worms, a mess.
Yeah,
and so if you've
yeah.
got John Deere stock, I'd either be shorting it or getting out of it. I know that'll annoy a lot of people who are farm, or you know, the people selling it or stages that carry those ads, but that's where it's gone. I'm convinced after listening to more and more of these farmers at these events like auctions, nope. And the future is not bright for John Deere if they continue on their present course. There it is, the Food, Farm, and Family Report at 59 past. This is Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.